This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:42. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and December has just begun. It is 3 days in, and it's usually around this time that's the traditional high season for tourism in the country and just everywhere, right? People have leaves that they need to use up. You tend to see people traveling more. This year, however, that just isn't possible for most of us. So I think this question has shown up then. How do we scratch that travel itch? And also, how can tourism players take advantage of a high season that really is no longer there? And that's, I think, where virtual tourism comes into the picture, where you essentially get a guided tour virtually from a guide via a laptop, phone or tablet. And countries have used virtual tourism to help work around the travel restrictions worldwide. And the idea here is that this helps to keep interest up in a destination until tourists can travel again. We wanted to know whether, A, how is this actually affecting people around Malaysia, whether or not people have been taking virtual tours? How is something like this going to assist with the people who need it, right? With the people who would normally be seeing income from people traveling there. We spoke yesterday, like we said earlier, about how in Penang, food hawkers along tourist hotspots. So yesterday we spoke about Gurney Drive, we talked about New Lane, how normally they would be able to serve 700 to 800 plates a day, and now they're down to eking out 50 ringgit a day if they're lucky. And I just think, you know, virtual tourism, it's such an interesting prospect, but I don't know how it's helping people on the ground. So that's something we're going to discuss after this. In the meantime, though, like we said, have you taken a virtual tour? Is there anywhere in particular that you would like to be guided through? What would your ideal virtual tour look and feel like in order to make you feel like you're actually somewhere? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we're crossing over to Chin Yun Ken, who is the founder and CEO of LocaLocal, which is a travel technology platform which has pivoted to developing virtual reality tours as a means of supporting industry players who have been affected by the pandemic. Yun Ken, it's great to have you with us. So talk to us about your company's pivot. How has it been? Was it a difficult thing to do?
We started our business since 2016, and we received nearly zero transactions since January. So we have to change our business model by offering virtual reality business to our existing clients, especially our hotel operators.
And for those of us who haven't experienced this before, what is virtual tourism like? Maybe you can take us through it.
Okay, so for virtual tourism, it means that we can bring any activities and experiences online. So that's where Zoom comes in, because it really accelerates the whole virtual tour by having this video call. And for our virtual tours, we are more focusing on the 360-degree photography. We merge it to become our virtual tour, and we do allow the video call within the virtual tours. That's how our tour guide, our hotel owners, who could use this virtual tour to introduce their places to the guests outside of Malaysia.
So have virtual tours helped agents survive during this pandemic?
Not really. Eventually, virtual tours could help them to promote the present, and it can make sure, you know, the guests, the foreigner, can still remember all these experiences. But in order to survive this, again, in Malaysia, virtual tour is not something common in our country. And we can see that in order to get this really popular, our guests or our locals would choose to get the self-driving tour instead. So eventually, virtual tours is not really popular within the local community. Instead, most of our bookings are coming from foreigners. But there is not enough for our local experts to use this as a primary tool to survive during this pandemic period.
And if we look then at the destinations that are featured, how does virtual tourism help them?
For the destination part, you know, in fact, we will see a virtual tour or 360-degree panorama would really help our customers, our guests, our tourists to visualize our place. Eventually, for this virtual tour, we can include different multimedia elements, sound, image, picture, to make it even more immersive and interactive. And that's how we can use our virtual tours as part of the pre-marketing tool to promote the uniqueness of one destination. Instead of heavily relying on the pictures, we could use a virtual tour to convey the beauty of our country.
Okay, so based on what you've been doing this year, what are some of the more popular options or destinations for people?
In fact, we have been creating free virtual tours for the public to view it. Just for information, we started this since May, and at this moment, we have curated more than 140 virtual tours throughout Peninsula Malaysia. And for this month, we have more than 1.6 million viewers from more than 100 countries. And amongst all these virtual tours, we will see that most of these people would love nature. That's why we can see Terengganu, Kelantan, or all the nature ambitious. These are some of the common and popular attractions.
Okay, so how much does this cost and how much time would you need to allocate to go on a virtual tour?
For the virtual tours, we will say that, we put it into two categories. The first one, we would call that as a self-guided tour. For the self-guided virtual tour, it will be supported with the voiceover. So that's explanations, and they can read the subtitle as well as the title as well. And whenever you click to one destination, and there's a voiceover supporting the facts. So for that part, we do not need any tour guide to be involved just to understand the destination. So for the other category, we call it as locally guided tour. And for that part, we have been working with our tour guide and a hotel to provide online experiences, online walking tour within KL area. So our target guests are all quarantined locals. So what they do, our tourist guide would sign in as a host. So they would use a video call to contact our guests, and the host would start to lead a tour within our 360-degree virtual tours. For that part, normally they will charge about 30 to 50 ringgit at this moment, because we will see that during this period it's more on the adoption period, and we need to get people to get themselves familiarized with this technology while making sure, getting all the guests connected.
Overall then, how would you say the response has been like?
The response is pretty good, and for locals, for our company to stay afloat, for this pandemic, we have a hard hit for that, and we have to diversify our business to different sectors. Not only we are focusing on the tourism, we are focusing on the real estate venue, and as well as the funeral sector. So, of course, for the tourism part, we try to build more virtual tours to introduce more hidden gems, destinations outside of cities. Meanwhile, we have been working closely with the tour guide to create more and more virtual tours. So, to make sure we are staying afloat, we have been working with different clients from different sectors to get our company growing, especially using our virtual reality business. We realized that, for this virtual reality business, different sector has different maturity on that. And for the real estate sector, they have been using virtual tours to promote their spaces. So when we talk to them, the understanding is there, and we can easily, sync up our understanding and get our business deal directly. But for the tourism sector, it's pretty tough. So we have to explain how it works and how we can support them. Based on our observation, when we started this, we really hope, Tourism Malaysia can really enforce this and promote virtual tours using virtual reality. And in fact, we are still seeing, you know, some of the gap between Tourism Malaysia and what we are doing now.
And finally, what are some areas you think could see improvement or growth when it comes to virtual tourism?
Of course, back to basics, eventually all the online experiences or online activities are heavily depending on the stable internet. So we noticed that, you know, without the stable internet, we cannot even run smooth online experiences. So, of course, for the improvement part, we have to make sure our experiences are local enough, because now we are focusing on the local community. So if we are still focusing our content on the general topics, they can't even attract, you know, the clients to book their tours. So I think the back to basics, as long as we can focus on the uniqueness of our own experiences and the quality of the content and the speed of our internet, as long as, you know, these three things are improved, our tutors would definitely go up.
Yun Ken, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening. That was Chin Yun Ken, founder and CEO of Loka Local, talking to us about virtual tourism. So is this something that you would do? I mean, do you miss traveling at year end? And would you consider going for an online experience instead to maybe just see what you're missing? You can call us 7733-2900 and tell us where you'd go. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.